Today's forecast, cold beer with chance of swamp ass. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
Yes, I'm the Nick.
And the Bearded Bruiser.
And I'm Matt. Sorry, I was adjusting my headphones.
Yeah. We're here to talk about craft beer. Yay. Explore the week that was in craft beer for us and maybe other people as well. And look forward to the week ahead. And beer.
And beer. Oh, beer. Oh, my beer.
Damn it.
And as always, almost timed it perfectly.
And that's a new beer being opened. Wait, so let's listen. Let's listen in live to the pouring. That doesn't sound right. Yeah. Hey, the older you get, man, the tougher it is.
But he finishes nicely.
Any self-respecting craft beer podcast has got to start drinking right away. And that's what we're doing. What the hell is passing around the table?
It is a waxed deliciousness.
It's waxed. It's only Jake waxed. Barrel aged beers.
I'm sorry. Is that a whale, bro? I can't tell.
Actually,
I only drink whales.
It is.
It smells like a whale. It smells of whale.
What do we got here, Bearded Brewer?
We have the 2016 release of Bourbon Barrel Aged Midnight Lightning.
Whoa! You guys just had a bottle release recently on this. Now it's here. I didn't have to wait in the line, huh?
Don't be a jerk.
Do you still have these at the place? At the place of
your
business?
We're still selling Midnight Barrel Age and the Mocha.
Oh, the Mocha. I heard from a dude on the Perfect Pour last week that the Mocha is the way to go.
Mocha.
Wow, this is bourbon.
However, if you did not already buy your vanilla, you probably won't be able to buy one.
Aww. Wow.
Yoo-hoo.
Man, I am getting a lot of bourbon on that aroma.
So yeah, this beer starts out at 11.8, and because we put it in the barrels, it picks up heat to 13.8.
Wow.
So it picked up a full 2%.
2% by just sitting in a bourbon barrel.
Sitting in a bourbon barrel for about
bourbon
a year.
Bourbon. That's like a passive income right there. That's nice. Just sitting there. Start cranking up your account. Mm-hmm.
It gains interest as it sits. ABV interest.
Yeah, that's a nice percentage. My bank doesn't give me that.
Yeah, this particular batch came out of High West Barrels and Woodford's Reserve bourbon barrels, which I believe somebody was saying, it might have been Dave, but
Dave was talking about
Dave
the Woolford's Reserve is also family of Jack Daniels.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Whiskey.
Which I've seen.
Whiskey.
Usually they cover the labels on barrels. The High West weren't, but usually they'll just like put a paint splotch over it, like a decommissioned like government vehicle or something like that. But I know on the Woodford barrels, you can still see like a 777 or something that was branded on there.
Mm-hmm. Branded.
Metal.
Big Lebowski reference. Well, this is quite enjoyable.
Excellent
beer. Hands to the brewer. Cheers to the brewer. Bearded Brewer. The brewer. Cheers to you, too. I mean, you brought this here.
Yeah.
Studio ghost is coming in.
Yes. Podcast ghost is here.
I can't say
Mocha Mortimer.
Who was there for when this went into barrels and who was there when these came out of barrels, but it still goes by Kevin.
Who witnessed
it? Kevin was there.
So. Kevin. Head dude Kevin. Well, did you see the Firestone is in the culture. We're culturing.
Blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Oh, and tailgating beers. We had...
already messing things up.
Oh, yeah. Tailgating beers. What the hell was that one?
Deschutes River Deschutes. Ale.
Deschutes River Ale. Northwest
Sesh Bro. It actually says Sesh Bro on here.
No, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't. That'd be cool, though.
You wish it did.
To think we have that kind of influence on Deschutes.
Sesh Bro.
So a Best Buy date of 6/28/16. Closing in on it. 27 days and this expires. 28 IBUs and 3.9.
Mm-hmm. I got this from the Bay Area. I'll get so more into that on the being caught drinking.
Which side of the Bay, bro?
The South. South Bay, bro. South Bay. Mm-hmm. And we also had from Southgate Brewing that... wait, are we allowed to talk about this
one? Nope, we had nothing.
We had nothing from Southgate Brewing. If we did have something from Southgate Brewing, it would have been great because they're great. But we didn't.
But we didn't.
So, yeah, Firestone, I don't know where, but they're breaking ground on a new brew house. I guess, like, right by...
Napa?
No, that's Stone. Stone is opening up a Napa place.
Sorry. Get your mega brewery straight. Get my Stones correct.
But I think it's right by the same... I think they're just expanding.
Yeah, I thought Brendelson, I thought he posted a photo... And it was like,
oh, this is in Paso.
I thought he was like,
it's in Paso.
They're looking doing one in Venice,
outside
too.
The window of the brewery. So it looked like it was on their same lot, which they own some acreage.
So Firestone, more 805, bro.
Nice.
Everyone, 805 in every state.
I heard it's pretty impressive.
I like the rare one, the 808 beer.
I heard it's pretty impressive how they are able to turn around a whole tank. Because usually, you know, you got to brew the beer, put it in there, blah, blah, blah.
They physically turn it around?
Yes.
What's the purpose of that?
It's a giant lazy Susan, and they just spin the beer.
Never mind. We're good.
Come on, man.
Get your tangent
Come
thing queued
on.
Up. Tangent.
No, I don't tangent
you can't
myself.
Can't tangent a tangent?
No, I don't
tangent. That's not in the rules.
There we go.
It's not in the rules to tangent a tangent.
I make up the rules.
There are no rules.
I don't like, just to...
you've been bamboozled.
To continue a story from last week, I really don't... I got no support for raisins.
Whoa, dude, you're like clipping.
Part of the vote.
Everyone was craisins, man. Oh, yeah, I'm hot. Everyone's going craisins, man, craisins.
So, yes, I'm so happy that there's so many people... backing me up on these craisins?
Yes, both of them back you up.
How many people are supporting your end of the argument?
Two.
What, are you arguing raisins?
I'm raisins.
Yes! Woo!
I'm raisins.
The only other supporter. It's just me and Nick.
But it seems the ladies like the craisins.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it. Damn it, ladies! You're not helping me, man. Craisins there's something wrong about them. There's the skin, there's toughness, there's like, it's just fake or something. It doesn't feel right. Raisins, man.
Don't want to be raisin.
Yeah. I mean, everyone was like, craisins, bro. I'm like,
if we were 70, I think that would be an argument.
Oh.
The skin's too rough.
Oh, it's a generational
so it's the
thing.
The old dudes versus the young dudes.
Maybe. Am I low? I think I'm low.
Maybe.
I'm a little low, too.
But what? Are you trying to...
I'm trying to... we're adjusting on the fly here.
I can't even hear myself.
Because I'm just looking... I'm looking at the...
Hello?
The thing and by the... everybody's hot, so...
Oh, okay. I'm just crank up my earphones then.
Yeah, we might need to do that.
Yeah. Everybody, listen to some...
please insert sunburns here.
Listen to some perfect board music while we adjust our things. Well, see, that's not even working right. The whole world has gone crazy.
It's all crashing down.
I think that one's you.
Am I only one who gives a shit about the fucking rules?
Fingernails are pretty. Every time I hear that little buzz.
All right, we're fine. We just can't hear ourselves.
Were you rearranging chords right. the other day?
I don't know what I was doing.
Is that what the kids things call happen. It these days?
The studio ghost messes with the shit.
He's like, watch this.
Watch this. Will freak him the fuck out.
So I tagged Popolo's in the post about the crazing debate.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually got some reaction.
Popolo's is in on the debate.
What's going on?
Why are you guys talking about us?
Yeah. But they reached out to us. They said, hey, if you guys ever have questions. So hopefully we could set something up. Talk to them about their new bar.
I could actually drop a little info if I need to.
Yes.
Popolo's.
And here is your weekly Popolo's update.
So I happened to go to the gym at the Palm and Knees, the GB3. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the door was open. I was like, I should just walk down there, pop my head in, see if I know anybody. And then I look and I was like, no, that just looks like contractors. They'll probably be like, who are you? And leave. So
why are you here?
I went into the gym, did my thing, and I went out, and then I go to Wahoo's because I'm learning that they have pretty damn good carne asada tacos at Wahoo's, which I wouldn't think about that, but they
asada.
Do. And I also get brown rice and refried pinto beans, but that's just my, you know, whatever. And I was finishing my meal and I noticed
no spicy white rice.
No.
Damn it.
And I noticed, two gentlemen from the Popolo's that I recognized, and Jeremy and Reiner, they were sitting there. They were having some food, and I walk up, and I was like, dudes, what's up? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're moving stuff. And I was like, okay. So, well, does that mean you guys are working hard or hardly working? He's like, yeah. He's like, we were transferring stuff from the old
transferring.
Place.
Were they? Never mind.
Sorry. Go ahead.
They were transferring stuff from the old place to the new place.
What kind of transferring?
Just get it out of your system.
I don't know. I don't have anything in my
That's
system.
What you're talking about.
Just go for your story.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break from this great story. This is a classic from Paul.
Now that's what I call hits 87.
Called Cold Chancer. I'm the perfect four.
Transfer my booth.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going with this.
I was trying to.
They're cold transferring the booths.
I wasn't trying to fish too many details out of them, but everything they said, I obviously had like a shit-eating grin. And I was like, so how are things going over there in the new place? Am I talking really loud, by the way?
Speaking to my flower.
Sometimes I can't control the volume of my voice when I'm excited. And so they announced that it will have 20 draft beer taps.
Oh, man. All right, 20 taps.
20 and taps. Two nitros.
Two nitros, bro.
Nitro, bro.
Yeah.
And
one of them is a ranch nitro.
Nitro.
Get your ranch on nitro.
Ranch on nitro. I'll bet that's good.
I'll try it.
I'll bet
that's
good.
See? Thought about it for a second.
Okay. What Suddenly if you run it through a ranch Randall?
A ranchildle.
Ranch poured through a ranch Randall.
Whoa. So what? That'd be green onions? That's what it would be.
Extra green onions. And then the nitro smooths it all out.
Yeah.
It's a creamy
and then you
again.
Nitro it. Oh,
and
man.
So they mentioned that. And they mentioned that there will be actual bar seating as there, well. There will be pub tables, which I mean, I think they mean high tops.
Yeah. Sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Still good for personal beer fest eating lunch.
And they mm-hmm. said mm-hmm. in 2 weeks that the salad bar should be either there, in, or built. So,
whoa,
2 weeks, bro.
Custom.
And
custom,
and dude.
Oh,
they,
it's gonna have a big neon sign.
They're not buying it from some old Sizzler, man. They're custom.
And they may
top
pour
salad bar.
They may have said that we could be enjoying Poplos just before we enjoy fireworks. Maybe that could be a thing. Without saying too much.
That'd be good. They did say June-ish.
Mm-hmm. So
I like it.
So, I mean, it's coming up.
And there's your Papalo's update.
We still don't know if they will have raisins and or craisins.
Raisins, craisins debate continues.
We've only seen test batches of their pizza. Did you see that the other day?
That looked like an old picture.
Oh, looked to me like they fired up the ovens and said, test batch from some pizza.
Okay.
By the way, I hope you missed this.
Yeah, I like the way they ramped up their social media. Keeping everybody on the line.
Yeah. They probably got tired of phone calls.
Yes.
No, we're not open. Sorry, it's not our fault.
It's your fault.
We're trying to.
What are you doing?
Why'd you take my pizza away from me?
No, we don't have craisins.
Mikey?
No, no craisins.
No, we don't have craisins, Mike.
Raisins, man.
Oh, that's right. No,
they have craisins. They don't have raisins, and that's the one thing missing from the.
They even have.
One thing missing from the salad.
I wish that they would do, because they take the time to boil the eggs and then pull them apart. But I wish they took the time to do real bacon.
Instead of bacon bits.
I'm
okay with the bacon bits.
Even if you added like an extra 50 cents and they brought them out to you like the pepper grinder and be like, just say when.
Just say when on the bacon.
Put it through the Parmesan grater. Fresh ground bacon, sir.
Yes. See.
Okay, well, what else in culture?
Okay.
All right, sorry. I mean,
Matt's got to calm down.
We probably should start a podcast just solely about Papalo's
pizza.
So there's another story that's interesting to me. It's kind of culture. It's kind of a cheers. It's kind of a something that happened at Tioga, but the CCBA was at Tioga and.
What's a CCBA?
I'm going to try to not butcher it and say California Craft Beer Association. It might be another word that starts with an A. That's not alumni.
California Craft Beer Alliance,
I guess it could be. I think it's association. But you think I'd know more about it. But there's a sticker on my truck that just says CCBA. But they do.
What's your sticker about?
I don't know. Most people might know it as. A sticker in the brewery's window, or they might go to the craft beer festival in Sacramento that only features California breweries, and it's a beautiful thing. Well, I happened to meet a couple of gentlemen, and their names were Eddie and Mike, and they were part of
Mike and Eddie.
There's portions of this program that they help breweries with the legality. Like you could call them, ask them about laws, they can help you with answers, they do things. To try to get laws supported for breweries, you know, to help things, you know, you should be able to do this as a brewery. They help take stuff like that to the government and help that happen. Right. Well, they opened up two new departments, and one of them is they're trying to get health coverage for breweries. And so they're trying to combine all these independent breweries under one plan and get them health coverage, as if, I guess you could kind of consider it like a union. But without being a union, but all these small breweries that could never get insurance because they're small companies could buy into the CCBA program and look into getting insurance for their employees. They're doing the same thing with the 401k. They're trying to get a bunch of breweries to join their program so they can get a good rate on a 401k program for all these independent places. And so, So this Mike and Eddie guy, both of them happen to be from that portion, and they mentioned that they listened to The Perfect Pour.
Oh my God.
I don't know how they found us. I don't know why they listened to us, but
they found me.
But you know, it was very busy that day. I didn't have much things to write down, or so it's like, I hope I didn't butcher any names or any departments and stuff, but it was cool to have that meeting at Tioga. I used to know
some guys in the butcher department.
But it was cool to have all those guys there and to see all the little local breweries at our place enjoying our beers and kind of supporting things. And, you know, cheers to those guys, and hopefully we can get them on here and they could better explain what I tried to just explain. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I love it.
I bought that, I believe.
People.
Did you know?
Listening to The Perfect Pour.
I believe that was a Spokeasy purchase.
What do you got here? What are we speaking of here, Nick?
It is
a new beer.
A new beer. Against the grain.
Against the grain.
We
They're known for some wild.
Louisville, Kentucky.
They're wild, man.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Their label art.
London Balling. Get it?
London Balling.
I think they do the one. Don't they do the one that's the brown note? The dude. With
the,
oh, yes.
But the dude with the whitey. That's tiny
another culture thing I could talk poops. About.
Culture.
Get ready
to get Rammy.
Let's get Rammy.
Let me know when you come back to me for that culture item.
Any minute now.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I love gold. All right.
We're back. Things are happening again.
Yes. That was good. Solid. Solid opening. Solid I love gold. We're on point. This
and
week,
it's my turn for the top.
Oh, Nick is getting top pour.
Oh, dang it! That's why you did that.
I learned my lesson.
It's only because Mikey pointed it out to you. You would have been none the wiser.
He taught the lesson. I learned it.
Yep. We figured it out that if you're the one that gets the beer, usually you're the one that gets the top.
He
pour.
Thou shalt go to the fridge shalt get the top pour. Pour.
You chose poorly.
Poorly. I feel like we're being like a Brewing Network program without even having to, with all the different voices and stuff. Sorry, I was
do that?
When I was at the gym, I was listening to the session, and they have a lot of voices. Yes.
What?
I had time for a podcast.
But wait.
Well, Brewlosopher.
They're competition. We make so much. We're battling for all that sponsorship dollars with them.
Yes.
We're not doing it's in any
dead,
of that.
We're in a dead heat right now.
No, the session's the kings, man. I listen to the session as well. Even okay. with they've been having, you know, the host, you know, I like JP. Hosting's cool too. Like, whoa. Justin's great too.
Last year at Sacramento, I was in the same room as them and I was like standing next to him. And I was like, I should say I'm Matt from the Perfect Four. And I looked at him and I was just like, I'm not even going to say anything.
Don't say that. They always, every chance they get, they take a shit on podcasters. that guy Justin was like at a podcasting conference, like speaking. I was like, hey, he does not like podcasters. Why are you asking him to speak at podcast convention?
I could have said Matt from Tioga, too, but still.
Yeah, you should have said that, dude. You would have been okay.
I was just like, I could introduce myself to all these people in Sacramento, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to drink beer.
Better. You chose wisely. What do you think of this?
Is there cranberry?
I did not realize it was...
Oh, yeah, it is.
Bourbon barrel age, English style barley wine, bro.
It's heavy, Doc.
It's heavy. Balls deep is what it says in the bottle.
Bulls. That's all I'm saying. It should say bollocks.
It's not what I usually say.
Bollocks deep. Right? That's what the chippies bollocks say.
Bollocks deep. Well, what?
It's good. It's sweet. Matt. I think Scotty B would appreciate this beer.
Matt.
What?
There was something culturally going on.
At the same CCBA meeting, they were going over some laws, and they happened to mention that the sheriff's department is now having hand in helping run the ABC. I think somebody stepped down or retired. And so
that doesn't sound good.
The sheriff's was kind of like, well, we can help, you know, do some stuff. And so what happened was, it used to be, we talked about this on the show before, you used to send in a label to ABC, used to approve it and send it back to you.
It was just one dude approving it.
And so when we last left off with that subject, I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They opened up some more staff to take care of this. Well, I guess since the change of hands in the current ownership, they shut down that department. So they're kind of just like, submit your labels. It doesn't have to go through revision. They warned them saying that, well, without the ABC checking, you know, nobody's kind of running a fine tooth comb. But now people might be able to get a little crazy with labels.
Yes.
Since they don't have to go through that revision, get denied. That one?
Everybody's going to put babies back on the
label.
That
one controversial one with the underwear, the blogger, the brew gal or... The brew babe,
But anyways, so people can still get in trouble for making grotesque or improper or copying or plagiarizing labels. That's still a thing. But you might be able to get it printed and put on somebody's shelf before somebody catches up to you.
We're going back on
the grid. Actually get it approved.
So I thought that was interesting before it was took 8 weeks to get approved. Then they moved it down to 2 weeks. And then they kind of just said, we don't need this.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Come on, man.
Do what you want.
As long as you don't put for kids on your label.
Just don't fuck it up.
Yeah. Don't fuck it up for everyone
this
else.
This is for kids.
This could be for kids if you're a terrible parent.
How terrible are you?
Just put little tiny prints in if you're a terrible parent.
Oh, boy.
What else? Anything else going on in culture?
How about this trend of blending?
Blend trend. On.
Blend trend.
What's this? I'm caught unawares.
Underwears.
I'm caught in my underwears.
So things are happening where you go to a bar and say you're completely bored with all 12
I'm bored.
Beers. You've completely exhausted all 12 beers that they have had for you.
That none are completely of these different. Are on nitro.
They're completely different from last week. And you're so bored that you have to mix two of these beers to get your fizzies.
Yep.
Are you talking still about get anywhere
a, still
in
get
particular?
A semi going.
Yeah. That's going to happen at Gold Diggers anywhere, really. So,
how
Oscar
many taps
Blues.
Is Gold Diggers
Oscar Blues says, we'll do it for you, kids. Yay.
Yes.
And they blended the Old Chub with or is it,
Old Chub.
Old Chub with the Gubna and created a barrel aged Imperial Scotch IPA in a can.
Barrel aged Imperial Scotch IPA.
There can be no more shit in this beer. They've included
I'm
everything.
I'm pretty sure somebody said that as a joke one
Hey, you know it'd be great. Time. Hey guys, I got it. This is going to be great. Hold on. Let me. Okay,
I think you said a barrel aged Scotch Imperial IPA. Yeah, that's what I said.
And they've done it. And it's 12.6% of all things.
Wow. Wowie wow.
So carry on with your blending.
Apparently, blending pumps up the
ABV interest, bro.
Wow. Well,
I have no words for what you just said.
So I'm not sure how to take that either. It's either the greatest idea or the worst idea. I doubt there will be very little in between.
Scotch ales are usually pretty good. I don't.
And
know
theirs is great. The Old Chub is a really good beer.
Well, I was gonna save this for later, but.
Uh-oh. I've inspired you is what you
said.
Yeah,
this is sort of vaguely relates. There's a new
which
song.
Means not at all.
There's a new song from Paul in Fairfax.
Long line waiting for to get some plenty of these.
Yeah.
Damn.
And the sign for the
a little preamps on us.
Means nothing to me. I don't fall from brewery to brewery too easily. But cold laps are too bad for brewers and new dads that only want to shine for a day.
Call cold laps.
After all this commotion, the beer didn't blow me away. And the better it will reach in it, it didn't have any play. Gonna stay.
Johnny, take the bass for a walk.
In the fray. And cold apps would be bad for brewers and be bad for mass. It's modern times and society.
He found the exception.
That is called Collabs from Paul and Fairfax.
I think we just got a request to hear that song again.
Play the same song.
Is there anything Paul cannot do? Any genre. Pliny. Oh, waiting for Pliny.
I don't fall from brewery to brewery too easily.
I don't fall from brewery to brewery too easily.
But collabs are too bad for brewers and new dads and only want to shine.
Did you say new dads?
After all this commotion, the beer didn't blow me away.
Serious music, man.
It's a lady.
Damn. That could be like 3 minutes longer, and I'd just be happy.
Yay!
So that to me was a little bit of if you guys have ever listened to Childish Gambino, that's kind of similar.
Well, and,
he used to...
No, I was going for Prince.
Well,
Prince,
yeah. That's fine.
Wow. That was... That's just too good.
Wow.
Thank you, Paul.
I didn't know he could go that way, and he knocked it out of the park.
There's nothing he can't do. Yep. By the way, Paul, you need to do a song for Rad Stacy from...
So Rad Stacy said, anybody that doesn't make her song is a jerk. So, ooh. Paul, don't be a jerk.
Rad Stacy, New Belgium rap.
She said it
rap
a little more eloquently.
In the valley. New Belgium rap, Rad Stacy.
Tell Paul I totally want a song. Also, anyone who doesn't want to make a song for Rad Stacy is a jerk.
There you go.
Direct quote.
There you go. I mean, it's been said on from the mountaintops onto Marin, the Mount Telepananas, Mount Tam.
Write it from your U-Haul. Going down the PCH on your way to Paso Robles.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Paul going to go to Paso? We haven't gotten an update on that.
See,
maybe
he's
we'll
moving.
Get one this week. I don't know. I do not know. But actually, Paul will not be calling this week because Paul is under the weather. So Paul.
Nobody likes sick Paul.
Paul sent us an email and requested that we read it as himself. So we're going to let the bearded brewer read this.
Resident impressionist expert.
I'm sorry. Paul is here to tell us something. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's Paul from Fairfax. I think Florida Steve might be pissed. No one else seemed to notice that it was him last week who left the voicemail singing Chocotasso. And changing the lyrics to, if the perfect pour gives you shit and you don't want to deal with it, maybe he's just being funny. But regardless, I hope he knows that we all love him and we're all big one happy beer geek family. I don't feel right saying that, but so I've been wondering.
No commentary, Matt.
At what point you guys might cut me off from the songs. And I might have to finally hit. Wait, what? And I might have finally hit on the tune that could do it. No, we love it. Don't. I'm commentating, all right? I'm including one about collabs entitled "Collabs."
Ah, oh yes,
we previewed it. That's pretty awesome.
It came out sounding like a cross between Sly and the Family Stone and Justin Bieber. Or maybe some early Hall & Oates.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa, early stuff.
If that doesn't make you totally cringe, give it a listen. I promise to go right back to rocking extremely hard, but sometimes it's fun to step out of the box and tread unfamiliar waters.
Ooh, he's dropping hints for next week's song.
I had something to tell you, but I can't remember what it is.
But he wrote that in the email anyway.
I shouldn't really drink so much before a call. Okay,
no, you
well, say hi to Rad Stacy if she's there this week, and ask her if she wants her own personal song.
Oh my gosh, what inception is going on right here?
Thanks for everything.
We did not know that.
What the?
Thanks for everything. Keep up the good work, guys. And keep I better up hang up before work, I hit guys. My 3 minute max. Cheers.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
That was my best impression of Paul from Fairfax.
Guys.
Wow. How the F is this Rad Stacy Paul thing happening right now? Like right now, right now.
Because Stacy like right has now, a pair right of rads.
Keep up the good
Thank you.
There's actual Paul.
Whoa.
Oh, you weren't ready for that, were you?
Whoa, bro.
Actual Paul's voice.
I love gold.
Freak me out on that one, bro. New beer entering the show. Thank you, Paul, for that lovely email.
You guys are welcome.
This is a Fontana Gym beer.
Out of Houston.
Seven Iron Texas. Session. Yeah, we need a session after that one.
It said session, so I thought I'd piss off my brother.
4.5%.
Damn you and your sessions.
Only 13 IBUs, if you trust IBUs.
I refuse session.
Yep, Houston Brewer.
But I'm thirsty, so I'll drink it anyway.
11 Below Brewing, 7 Iron Session Ale.
Where's 11 Iron from?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, did you say that already? Did I miss it?
I did. Yeah. I said it. That was right here.
Yeah. I was thinking of Keep Up the Good Work, guys.
Who's the good work guys?
Good work guys.
Good work guys. Well, before
it's like the A-Team, but better.
How I am.
Whoa, that is a sesh.
Better. Okay, that's not good.
Sesh, bro. Is this a lager?
Is that a lager?
It just said session ale. Didn't say either way.
Oh, it's an ale. Okay, so not a lager. It's sweet and light, like an American. It's
got a heavy lager.
Lager.
Mm. It has got a lagerness to it. It's like more of a lager than a...
Yeah, very strange.
Session Pale IPA.
Very strange.
Maybe it's old.
No.
This brewery is out of business already. Fontana
would not give us something that old. Only we give people old beer.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody gives us old beer. Before we get into our regular voicemails, Cody is sending us an E voice mail.
Oh, Cody. Tim Bros. So,
Tim Bros. Cody, take it away.
This is Cody from Portland. I haven't called in for a while, and I would apologize, but I figured I don't have anything qualitative to say, and I might as well just stop saying if that's the case. But, well, I guess I don't know if what I'm going to say is qualitative, so we can just kind of shelve that. But anyway, about checking into social media when you're with somebody who doesn't care.
Yep.
It kind of just depends on the situation. And say if, for example, I'm on a date, I probably won't check in just because I want to
see
give
that,
her more attention or in. Undivided attention anyway. And show some sort of interest. And
she has to understand.
If I'm, or you know, sometimes I just really don't care how the day's going, or I'm just like put off by it, so I don't give a shit, and I'll just check in. Or you can go to the bathroom and do it, because I mean, if you're out drinking, you're gonna have to go to the bathroom eventually.
I have a long pee.
You can just do it there.
Yes, the last.
Or you can do it later,
place.
But if it's just with run of the mill friends, the regulars, then you check in.
Yeah,
and
fuck
it doesn't,
them. Yeah, fuck
doesn't
these
matter
guys.
In my opinion.
Don't give a fuck.
But anyway, I started drinking a couple pilsners, and I was thinking these aren't very good. And then I realized I haven't actually had like an amazing pilsner.
These aren't very good.
I don't think they exist. So if you guys have a suggestion, then I would love to hear it. But what is very refreshing in the summertime, it's actually getting pretty warm up here, relatively. Remember,
yeah,
I'm from Bakersfield, so.
You should know better.
Anyway,
than
it was
that.
Like in the mid 80s today, and it was pretty goddamn hot.
Oh my goodness.
I realized that sour beers are very refreshing to me. I know that it is for some people, it's an IPA or a Pilsner or a Kolsch, but. Sours are doing it for me right now. I'm pretty pleased with that because it took me a little while to come around to sours. But anyway, I'm rambling and adios.
Thanks, Cody. Portland Tim Bros podcast. If you like soccer, the Portland Timbers soccer team, you should be listening to that podcast. Yeah, I like the Have you had like a Pilsner? Was it Pilsner you were saying? That like, oh man, this one's good.
So Pilsner like, is basically a light lager. And I'm going to confuse those two styles. I know there's people that'll pull out the BJCP handbook and be like, no, it's something different.
Same with stouts and porters.
But if there was a way that we could get him some California dry hop lager from Sudwerk, that's what I'd like to send him. I think he might be impressed with that.
That one is probably the best one.
I was drinking the Sierra Nevada Summerfest, which is a Czech Pilsner style. Mm-hmm. And after three, I was over it.
Over it.
I had to get something else.
Honey, I'm over it.
This is over.
I assume you're talking about beer, hon. Yeah. Over it.
What else? Yeah. I'll make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Dude. Ah! Meatball.
Meatloaf.
Oh, meatloaf. Sorry.
Pause for epic impressions. Yes, we are great.
We are, yeah. Pause for our greatness, everyone.
Laugh along with us or at us. We don't care.
I mean,
that just woke me up to that not being hooked up properly.
Well, then.
So,
Summerfest, okay.
Yes.
Sudwerk probably has it in the bag as far as, but that's, again, that's a hoppy version of a traditional beer.
Back when I used to drink Ballast Point, the Phantom was pretty good.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll never have that again.
Didn't another buyout, Lagunitas, had a Pils, too?
Yeah.
Unga bunga.
Staccata!
The Blue Ass Paddle from New Belgium.
Blue ass paddle.
I don't think the word ass is in there.
Oh, it's not? I'm pretty sure.
Ass Rad Stacey, but
if you went to Goldstein's and said blue ass paddle.
Hold on to that question until Rad Stacey gets here.
Okay, can you confirm, is ass in the title of this beer?
Rad Stacey, we've been battling this for weeks. Please answer.
Raisins or craisins?
First, raisins or craisins.
And then?
Ass
paddle.
So.
Paddle or no?
Do you like them? Do you like ass paddles?
Seriously, if you go to Goldstein's, your choices are either Ram Pants or Blue Ass Paddle.
Gotcha. We all know who's writing these chalkboards then. One could surmise.
If I could send him a care package, I'd send him some California dry hop lager cans and some Blue Ass Paddle.
Well, you'd have to send him the favorite of Mike Sardino, which is the Pivo Pils.
Oh, gold okay. medals, whatever. Right,
Pivo Pils. Pivo Pils is pretty good.
Some inside thing that they know.
There's
that we
a
don't.
Brewer thing that did they
you,
know.
Did you guys see that?
You're not important enough to know about.
Did you guys see the Pilo Pils or whatever? The Russian River Firestone collabs coming out this weekend for the Invitational. Draft only.
Oh, the Invitational.
The Philo or Philo, whatever the fuck it's called.
I saw a picture.
I'll be at Barrel House.
Paging Mr. Herman.
You'll actually be out this weekend?
No.
Oh.
The Barrel House is where Becky sends him when he's being unruly.
Oh. Yeah. That's why I have to go in the corner of the yard. And
it's the woodshed out back, the Barrel House.
Yeah. Go in there with the lawnmower and the edger and sit there.
Pretend you know what a two-cycle motor does.
Yeah.
You have your little army cot in there.
Yep.
And your hand radio.
That'd be nice. If I had an army cot.
Well, you must be rich.
Yeah. Ain't got one in fancy armor going. I just try to lay across the mower.
Tell them skeeters move over.
Yep. Is that what you call the futon now? The Barrel House?
Yep, the Barrel House.
Futon.
You go
55.
To the Barrel House. All right, on there.
All right.
Some bitch. Might as well get something done while I'm out here.
Well, I think we've moved on to.
We've moved way beyond.
Are you trying to move the show along or what?
No. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Yeah, 559-492-0542.
Another great one from Paul from
Fairfax. Is the number for the perfect bar.
Will you leave me a voicemail today?
Is his last name Schaefer? We don't know.
Voicemails. And another thing that Paul's email pointed out, that was for to Steve, that first voicemail we had last week, that where he was doing the chocotazo.
Mm-hmm.
That was for to Steve that we didn't. So when we were like, because at the end we're like, why didn't Florida Steve call in? Don't, you know, call in Florida Steve. And he actually did, but he was just.
Hopefully he doesn't chew us out this week.
I know. Chew us out. I called in.
I smell of rich mahogany. many leather bound.
We'd like to hear what you're doing. I was thinking, I haven't reviewed these. I try not to review them because I like to react to them.
Because we're uncensored
live.
Here.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But like, I was thinking of, I wonder if it would be cool to, if somehow the caller would tag it to be like, oh, this is going to be what I was caught drinking this week voicemail. And then I could just, then we could just put it into the been caught drinking. And then as if they're like on the show and like, oh, here's my been caught drinking. You know, to play that during the been caught drinking segment instead of the voicemail. Yeah.
So doesn't it give you kind of like a transcript of the message?
But it gives the most horrible transcript ever. But anyone that uses Google Voice knows, like, it is the most ridiculous transcribing.
They could try to say, this is what I've been caught drinking. They could try to say that before they get to their name or what they're about to say. And maybe we can try to transcribe that and we would know that it's supposed to be for.
Come on,
people, do your part.
I could try, but Google Voice, the transcribing is terrible.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Scotty B. Whoa. Hey, Scotty B, where'd you go?
Yeah, that was it.
There he is.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, it was really great to hear Dave's voice again. Aww. I miss that guy.
Aww.
In fact, I think I'm going to sing a little song about it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here goes. Dave Renteria.
Ooh.
You gave me diarrhea.
Oh, it was so nice before.
So much I heard she squirt. Oh, Dave, I miss you so. Well, I just thought of that right now as I was driving. And, yeah, I miss that guy. It was great hearing his voice. Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
I'm driving. Scotty B and Dave Renteria used to work together for a little bit there, so that's what that was about.
They were work wives.
Work wives.
Did he go mermaid on?
Dorktown! Summer Jose, on my way to work. Early as fuck in the morning.
Don't listen to this.
I'm just calling you guys all present for the roll call. You know, I'm here.
Like, there's something going on in the background there.
It's the washing machine.
Yeah. So, anyway. Wife says we're going to Acton next weekend that I'm off work.
We're not listening to this.
So hopefully we'll land some Tropicalia at Creature Comfort.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
I think maybe he was calling Perfect Pour.
And then I'll mail it to you, hopefully. And Chew, because I owe Chew for the chocolate and I haven't mailed him anything. I'm a fucking asshole. That's wrong of me.
Just laying some shingles, baby. Laying some shingles.
And what else? We missed you, Florida Steve. You didn't call this past week, man.
Aww.
See, we weren't the only ones.
I love you, though. Just call back. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hammers and shingles.
See, it's confusing when you do call, like, because I'll mention Dorktown, Perfect Pour, Flowing of Famous.
I was going to say, Dorktown's poaching another.
So a lot of times, you'll just say,
you guys
like,
stole
Dorktown.
Diamond from us already, and he never came back.
He
now
come
you're
going to
take Lumber Jose?
Diamond's off
bastards.
The radar, man.
That, it's that Bell's character.
Hey, guys. It's
Bell's,
Diamond.
Bell's scaring everyone off.
Here we go.
Whoa, what's this?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
No.
I ain't driving.
Boo.
Fucking thing, too.
Boo? Did you boo?
Brewing. That's right. We're brewing. And we got a
garage door session.
Hey, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Mr. Cooley.
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 And he lives up to... Show me. He lives up to his name, let me tell you. He is.
I must say. And not only have we been brewing, but we've been drinking.
No way. You don't say.
Impossible. My cousin. Scotty B ignores the rule of not drinking while you're brewing.
That is very, very, oh, fuck yeah. Very, very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheers to you. Because it's very good.
It is.
And I really, really appreciate it.
I can prove it because I'm drunk. Yeah, you want to think I'm going? Oh, yeah.
We've all been drinking.
Oh, yeah. I ain't driving anytime soon. It's going to be at least a few hours. So. I hope you like having me around, CVZ.
Everybody likes housing Scotty B.
You might have to change the name.
Stay as long as you want, Scotty B. You're the man.
Check it out, and, you know, we'll see.
Okay, well.
We'll see if we can take the name.
We got tons of samples we already did.
Tell them what we did, Cooley.
Firestone.
Luponic Distortion.
What? Distortion. Oh, like a clone?
Beer from San Francisco. One of my favorites, General Sherman. Beer Camp.
General Sherman. Never heard of it.
Cutlass. Yeah, Fire never heard of her.
Easy Jack IPA, and then Steven pushed out and got an 805.
Steven put out?
Oh, I've
got an 805 for it? Is that what he said?
Oh, wait, you said Easy Jack. Don't forget the whiskey, though.
Oh, God. What's going on here, Scotty D?
What's going on?
Oh, killing us.
We got a dude, Blood Orange Amber. I have a feeling we're going to run out of time here. I got a hunch.
No, it hasn't hit the 3-minute mark yet.
3-minute mark, but it's okay.
Yep, you're about 3 minutes. It's
Oh, no, 3 minutes.
Oh, darn.
Oh, yeah, there's no beer in that at all. It's just orange creamsicle. If I wanted that, I could just.
You ever get those calls, like, late at night from one of your friends? And, like, your friends are, like, all drunk, and they're like, oh, Michael thinks this is funny. And they call you at, like, 1 in the morning. Listen to this, blah, 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 blah. And you're like,
don't tell Mike he sucks.
Like, all right, that's funny, guys. All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll talk to you
really
later.
Really funny, guys.
That's what this is.
But anyway, guys.
Yeah.
We're brewing. We're drinking. We love you guys.
Love you, too.
Keep up the great work.
Yeah, not just good, but fucking.
Ah, no! It's a three-minute.
Keep up the good work, guys. Damn, that's what happens when whiskey.
Yeah, happens. See, if they would have been just drinking beer, it would have been great.
I'm glad they enjoyed that. And I'm sad I missed out because it sounds like they drank the whole bottle.
Perfect pour. Check it out. Chew your beer. I just took a big sip. A couple beers that I've been drinking this week. Eh? I'm going to make it fast. I'm going to talk fast like a fucking one of those people that are option shit. They said like, what? Anyways, first beer, Holmes.
All right, go,
man. My hyena, Holmes. She came home with some beers for me yesterday for our anniversary. Check it out. I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to try. Sklenkerl, S-C-H-L-E-N-K-E-R. L.A., Holmes. Check it out. The bottle said Historic Smoke Beer Company, eh? I don't know. It's from Germany. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I had a Urnbach. L.A., Holmes. If you like smoked beers, I knew I was going to talk fast, but no. I got to slow down, eh? This beer was amazing, Holmes. I don't know what the fuck.
Acknowledge.
I know.
Slow down, acknowledge.
Go find it. Holmes. Smoked beer, it kind of tastes like a fucking barbecue in my mouth, eh?
Fan.
Literally. And then on Saturday, 3-day weekend, Holmes. Saturday, went to McLeod, eh?
I knew that you could.
Deal with the devil IPA.
McLeod is great.
Off the hook, I said. You got to have that shit, literally, Holmes. Better Days Pale Ale, Holmes. Oh. Another good pale ale, I said. It's like McLeod is like turning the leaf. I said, instead of like going cask English styled ales, they're kind of like getting more like California versified, I say, but what they're doing is their employees are learning, they're allowing their employees to brew batches, I say, so this is kind of like what I've been drinking. The Blunder is an amber ale, I say, that shit was good. All these beers that I'm telling you about were noteworthy. The ones that I'm not, it's like whatever, they Caledoon.
Chew your beer, knows how to play it.
Hands down, Holmes, like the best fucking lager I had, I say, that shit was fucking female. And the best beer of all that I had from these people, from McLeod's employees, I say, midnight walk and say, hey, Nick,
so
a creamy porter with a slight hint of dark fruits. Creamy as fuck, Holmes. Not even on nitro. This shit kept bubbling.
I'm listening.
About like a finger all the way down, Holmes, with the great lacing. Damn, that was a great beer. Hold on, man. Let me see if it's paper. See that? I took notes. What are they, Holmes? And then guess what?
Sunday.
Fuck yeah, Holmes. I went to pizza port. That's it.
Damn.
I had family in San Diego, so we drove out there just to see what's up. Because, like, you know, luckily they got away from the Migra, Holmes. So we went to pizza port because it was the closest place. I had a grapefruit puncher IPA. God damn, that shit was bomb.
Fuck yeah.
And the best beer of all was a Carlsbad Raceway. Oh.
He just left.
Okay, 3 minute mark.
Freaking left after
3 minute mark, bro.
He's out. So good, I'm out.
I think you call back, though. It's okay.
Carlsbad Raceway.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that shit was off the
right back into it.
That was like the best. That beer was so amazing. That's it. I drank like four more, but I didn't allow them in. That's it. Because there's no reason for me to fucking do that shit like back to back. That's it, like some fucking people do. And then we came home. Actually, let me tell you about the pizza, Holmes. The pizza was fucking amazing, Holmes. It was fucking sweet, man. I'm up in San Diego, and I'm wearing my Dodger hat. That's it. I thought I was going to get jumped, man. Because it was like full some fucking a lot of Padre fans there. That's it. But fuck it, you know. I'm a big Mexican, Holmes, so I think they kind of like backed off, eh? We're going to check it out. Last beer. Actually, last beer. It's Monday. 3 day weekend. Last month. This is Monday, Holmes. So guess what I'm enjoying? Thank you, Laurel Young from Dust Bowl. I'm enjoying right now a Twisted Monk, Holmes. Whoa. This shit is fucking awesome, bro. It's fucking like a cherry bomb gotten fucking nuts all up in my face, Holmes. It's like, it's a dark belt of Holmes. What else can I say with fucking cherry flavors, eh? I think the cherry gives it like a nice fucking sour tone, that's it. But what are you, Holmes? I just want to say thanks to her, I said. Right now, I'm like smoking some ribs, eh? Because everybody wants some fucking, some famous ribs. What are you, Holmes? Check it out. Now I remember, famous. I just want to find out, eh, if Matt or any of you guys got to try my famous Jack Daniels glizz, eh? And if you did, let me know. I'll send you some, Holmes. You just got to let me know, that's it. I'll hook you up. A little bit of that shit goes far, that's it. What are you? Enjoy your weekend. I hope it went, I hope you had enjoyed it and hope you guys drink a lot of beer like me, eh? And, I don't know, man. I just watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
Your beer, eh? Oye.
Peace Oye, out. Chew your chew. Beer. I gotta get some, I need Chew to just come over and give me a barbecue tutorial for a day. Or you need to do an Udemy, like a video, like, session on, and so I can just
like start a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
barbecue session.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to start. We talked about this on Dorktown. We the last Dorktown 205, I believe. We did Chew Your Beer was on there a little bit, and we talked about Chew and Paul and Fairfax because Paul's call about Becky and Marin and stuff.
You are poaching so there our was voice
a little mailers. little bit of a perfect pour on the last
poachers. Dorktown.
205, so that's just...
I'm going to sniper you know, Dorktown. I'm going to kill you guys. Kill you.
Don't you do it.
I kill you dead.
All right. More voicemails. But first, well, we were talking about pills before.
Pillses.
Pills before. And
Hills Pills.
Hills Pills.
Where is Hills Pills?
Where's Hills Pills?
I'm answering there on the show.
Oh, shit.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh. Show just died.
And we're dead.
New beer. Oh, yeah.
Dorktown. Oh, there is a new Dorktown. Son of a bitch.
I love gold.
Just pretend that was real, kids.
This is donated to the show by me.
Sup with the aluminum...
Yeah.
Bottle, bro.
This is, I got this in Gene's Beer Store in Mountain View, California. Base Camp Brewing Company. I think Base Camp's a Colorado brewer. Portland. Sorry. Portland, Oregon. Base
Camp. Yeah, Portland.
We're
yeah.
talking about Pilsners.
This is a hiking friendly bottle.
Yep.
Pilsner Pilsners.
pack in, pack out.
It's got that aluminum kind of can.
Hills like Pills.
Like a canteen aluminum bottle. It is Ripstop Rye Pills.
Is this the first craft Lager brewer beer. To put an aluminum bottle?
As far as I know.
I'm familiar cool. with the larger.
They had three beer of them there at Jane's Beer Store, and that was the one close, like none of the styles that we were used to. So that was like the closest interesting thing.
Cool.
And it's got like the label art's got like a map, you know, a trail map kind of blended in with the label.
Oh, it's yeah.
A, it's an oh, interesting it's a
topographic
can.
Map.
Can sir. Slash bottle.
That's a topography.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did you notice their UPC logo? Is in the shape of a mountain.
Oh, I did not notice
Instead
that.
Of a downtown silhouette, like another famous brewery in
you,
Fresno.
You guys might have mentioned it, and I wasn't listening, but that's a 22-ounce aluminum bottle.
Whoa.
Yes, we mentioned that, and you weren't listening.
Are you serious?
No, not at all. But I was going to take credit for it, because you didn't know either way.
All right, here we go.
Dang it.
We win.
Let's have it.
Rip,
give me
stop,
a, give
rye.
Me a real tasty note.
Rip Stop Rye.
Wait, where does this go? I mean, we have a wall of bottles and a rafters of cans. Where does this thing
we
go?
Have, we have a shelf over there that has the oddity.
On a zip line with a couple carabiners there. Between the two.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. We have to create a zip line. Match.
A beer bottle zip line.
We have a our beer collection oh. wall here.
Speaking of carabiners.
There's just Mikey the in here for 2 days. He's like walking up to the shelves going, no. What if I put it?
What if I just put it?
No. No.
It's not like that.
I don't know. Becky's like, come inside. Dinner's ready.
Can't.
Just got to put this
No dinner tonight, honey. I'm working on the wall. Okay, asshole.
We don't need no.
Oh, Jake, wait, that.
That's different kind of wall.
That, she didn't allow me to do that. Well, fuck. God damn it. I got too many fucking.
Mikey, what are you doing? You trying to Snapchat okay. or.
I think I actually like a Rye Pills.
Whoa. This is sipping pretty good.
Rye Pills
I
is working.
I kind of do like this
it's
Rye
super
pills.
Unfiltered. It's very coppery in color. Which pilsners are yeah. normally
sip
not.
The rye dries it out. It takes the sweetness away.
Mm-hmm. I actually do like this. Would not think. I don't. I have not had a rye pills before.
I have not either.
And this is actually pretty good.
This is very 80s Nintendo graphics. Oh. Basecamp. I could see Basecamp being a game. Where you would die in the forest because you forgot to forage your berries.
Perfect Four. Hey, this is Perfect Four. Hey. This
yeah.
Forest Eve.
Forest Eve's back. Okay. I knew it.
Hey, he's back.
You guys were wondering who left that little prank call. That would be yours truly right here.
Good job, Forest Eve.
I figured I'd give you a little joke call. Just to get rub it in because, yeah, well, I... took a little bit too long that 1 week where I left you a email message. Way too long.
Took full advantage.
Now I understand why you guys keep it at a 3 minute minimum on the voicemail.
Hey,
so,
we didn't do it. Google did
it.
I
will be short and sweet yeah, this time around. I won't get into big detail about my trip over to Tampa, but I will let you guys know that
that's still in Florida.
Apple pie cider.
Oh yeah, that's
that
who was
we
talking
got
about that.
From it actually wasn't the Cigar City Brew Pub. It was actually across the street at Whole Foods. They had it in stock, and my wife and a friend of hers cleaned them out.
Ooh, tell me about your wife's friend.
Left. she my sounds wife odd. Got two. Her friend got one.
That's your moral.
Hey, I got you guys some of this.
Got it home, and we still got to
send the food.
Thank you, wife's hot friend.
We're going to share it with some friends who can't find it in our area, and we're going to share it with them, maybe a couple cans to each person, but we'll see. Again, the Brew Pub was great. Great addition to the Tampa area, especially North Tampa. That's where it's located. The brewery is in kind of western central of downtown, but the Brew Pub looked brand new. I don't even think they've been open in a year, but I was very impressed with the food. They have a micro setup or nano setup for brewing, and two beers I had were specifically from the nanobrewery at the brew pub. But I also got, want you guys to know, I went to a place here locally, actually down in Broward County, which is just the south of the county I live in, about 25 minutes away.
Still
a place
in Florida.
Called Tucker.
Did you say fucker?
Oh, God, not a damn name. Freaking
Craft Trucker?
Craft Trucker.
Tucker Blues or Tucker something.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah. Fucker Blues? What?
awesome food. Great local lunch spot or dinner
was
spot.
Was it artisanal?
20 taps. Pretty much all local stuff. They even had some.
I will go if it's not artisanal.
Or even in bottles. Actually, even bottles. So mostly local stuff on tap. I had I had something from Bangin' Banjo Brewery in Pompano.
3 minute mark.
Whoa.
Damn it.
Cut off.
All right. Forrest's back. That's right. It's a cool.
Perfect pour. Forrest's again. God damn it. 3 minute mark. Damn you. Anyway, where was I? Oh, Tucker Blues Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
I had
Tucker
from
Blues.
Bangin' Banjo Brewery in Pompano. I had their Hop for Muffin IPA. delicious.
Hop for Muffin.
yes.
I can't wait. Look forward to actually getting more of Bangin' Banjo's beers. They are releasing bombers now. They don't have a canning system yet, but they are releasing bombers. They just released a limited edition bomber that my buddy Corey got. Chocolate banana stout, which looks delicious. And they only limited it to 250 bottles. So if you weren't there when they did the bottle release, you are pretty much out of luck. I didn't get my hands on any of it. But anyway, I want to do a couple of shout outs actually. To your beer, I'm glad you're enjoying your beer. I'm glad you enjoy the strawberry shortcake. And I know you got the Java Mariana Trench on deck.
Dude, Mariana Trench.
I'm glad you like it. I actually like it a little bit better than the regular version of Mariana Trench, only because I am a coffee lover at heart and I love the coffee notes that were in it. And also, Lumber Jose, hey, I'm glad I could give you a recommendation for a lawn mowing beer, the Sierra Nevada Summerfest Pilsner or Lager, whatever they call it. And Nick, I know you had one too recently. Not a situational beer, unless you can't find anything else you want at the grocery store. That is a situational beer, but it's still indie, dude. All right, guys.
Still
I gotta go. I'm driving home.
Yeah, I'm driving.
I guess the Scotty B would say, I'm driving.
Yeah, sorry. Nice. I stepped on it. Sorry,
stepped all over
Steve.
It.
I cheers, stepped all over.
Cheers, guys. You have good work, boys.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, I do. Bells tells me I do that shit all the time. I got to stop that. I fucking stepped on it.
Let it play out, bro. Let it play out. So, yeah, he caught me. I incorrectly tagged the situational beer on an indie beer.
Oh, and on Untappd?
Yeah.
First, he's calling out on
he's
your
calling
Untappd.
Me out, yeah. Because he's like, no, still legal move. Legit. This is real brewery. Because we were at the DeChico's in Clovis.
Oh, yeah. You're lucky to find anything.
And it was all of it was buyout beer. It was Lagunitas and Ballast Point. Mm-hmm. And they had 805 in the bottle, not on draft. And so I that's where I had the Sierra Nevada Czech Pilsner, the Summerfest.
Mm-hmm.
That was I thought, I got to drink this. It was a style I wouldn't normally go to.
Yeah.
Is why I tagged it situational beer. But
all right.
He is correct. It is not drinking a buyout beer.
Final voicemail of the episode.
Is it Kelly?
Hey, boys! Montana Jim here.
Yes!
Heard your last podcast. Felt kind of sad that there weren't enough voicemails. And hey, I'm normally pretty on point with the beers I send you, but that Saison out of Austin, Texas, good God, that fucking thing was awful. I hated
it's
it.
It's a Saison,
dude. My buddy hated it. I had an extra can. I had space in the box I sent you. So I sent you a box. So that's not a reflection on me. Maybe it's just a reflection on Texas
we
beer.
We blame you.
I don't think it'd be good even if you poured it through a jockey box. Keep up the good
a
work.
Jackie or jockey?
I thought he was going to say
the good word.
Jackie.
I thought he was going to say jockstrap, but you know,
he reported there. Jockstrap. Either way, it's still shit.
I love the way our listeners listen.
Dude, it was the saison. None of like, you know, we have our own styles. We like, you know, Matt likes everything, but I don't think anybody gives a shit about saisons.
Here. I love saisons.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. No, I just said
I
it right now.
To believe it. No,
it's on tape.
Nope.
I like saisons.
Nope. I just edited that out.
I like blame.
I like only IPAs.
I like turtles.
I like
turtles.
I like turtles.
Why would you say that? Turtles. That's weird.
That's weird, man.
It's kind of weird. It's a beer podcast, man. This isn't the perfect soup? Turtle.
I don't. It might have been.
I like turtles.
Yes, in that context, yes. I just know I had a soundboard with that button. So tell me what you like. I like turtles.
I don't know what's happening right now.
She called me up. And no Kelly this week.
Oh, Kelly. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, for calling in.
And we're glad Florida
559-492-0542. And thank you for coming back.
Just we need Diamond. Steve. Diamond, yeah. Come back to us.
There's a lot of guys that need to come back.
Yeah, what is it? The Hawaiian dude.
Rich from Hawaii.
Rich from Hawaii. Come on.
Calling you out.
A lot going on, bro.
SD Beer Talk could leave us a fucking voicemail. Just saying.
Well, you know what? Guess what? SD Beer Talk has a voicemail line, too. None of us have left a voicemail on there.
Oh, shit, they do?
Wait, is Nick? Seems like Nick has left a voicemail on one of
now
the
he
San
has
Diego's.
To.
That Nick, you've got to call SC Beer Talk. You got to call 3BZ.
Yeah.
You got to call.
I'm constantly
Beer with
texting.
Friends.
Or not
you
got to
call Dorktown.
Oh,
you got to call.
I've called
Get
Dorktown
off my
before.
Podcast. You got to call the Flooring of Famous.
I will do that. Well, you guys ignore my tweets.
Yeah, just ignore.
Flooring of Famous ignores my tweets.
Uh oh, really?
Yeah, I constantly send shitty questions to 3BZ on through Twitter.
I don't you're right. Seeing
oh yeah.
So what I know exactly, what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I know what I'm going to do at 3 a.m. one night. I'm going to call up all these podcasts.
Do it. Hey, get off my podcast. Hair support's not all that great.
Here's some heavy breathing for you.
It's not that great, bro. Damn it. We really need a guy that we need Fred to work the boards here. This is really distracting.
That'd do it. Just get, maybe.
You can get, you don't want to do it.
All right, maybe.
I'll give you access to the Dropbox folder.
All right.
Everyone, pull out your untapped.
Whoa. Oh, thank goodness you said untapped.
I am Dorktown on untapped.
Dorktown.
Untapped. Some would consider to be unnatural. Star Wars reference. I actually had a great week because I was mostly on vacation this past week.
Hey, Mikey. What have you been drinking
on
your vacation?
Thanks for asking, sir. First off, at a cold brew IPA, the Rogue cold brew IPA. I was at Eureka Burger in Mountain View, California.
Oh, not in town.
Yeah, we went to see a show. We went to see The Cure. If you want to hear about that show, listen to Dorktown 205. There were several places to go, actually, by our hotel. But there was a Eureka Burger. And the Eureka Burger is like our go-to place here. So we're like, oh,
nice.
I want to see what Mountain View's Eureka Burger is like. And it's pretty much the same. It wasn't any better, wasn't any worse.
Waitresses still don't have any idea.
Yeah, they're still like, I don't know. Beer, you're ordering a beer. He wants a beer.
Do we have beer here?
Do we have beer here? Yes, we have 20 taps. Oh, yeah, we have beer.
We have ranch and nitro. Is that what you want?
Yes, I do.
Nitro ranch. It's going to be a thing. Ranch. And it all started here.
Yep. Thank you. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
That Rogue's cold brew IPA is pretty damn good, actually. It's got that
And now I want to know how.
It's a coffee. It's like coffee, a coffee beer. IPA.
Okay.
And
that it's makes a little more
pretty
sense.
Good. I think that's what I got. I had this other one. This one is. I was surprised that I didn't even. I was just looking for anything I've never had before. This is from a German brewer, and it is an IPA, and it's called. It's from German brewer Radeberger Gluppe.
Oh, totally.
And it's called Bramfaxkum Plugusta. Plugusta.
Sure, pal.
And dude, it was completely different. Kind of beer. It was an IPA. It's not what we're used to having or anything like that. But
way
it was
East Coast.
But no, but I liked it better than an East Coast version on IPA.
Well, damn it.
Because it didn't have the malt backbone.
That's weird.
But it didn't have the super hoppy backbone. It was like really clean, but it was just real mild hoppy. And it wasn't, there was some hops there, but it was like just like a super clean IPA. Like, not even hot bitter, no bitterness. No, it was just a clean, clean beer. And I actually kind of dug that. Like on a afternoon, that would be a great afternoon beer.
Day drinking
beer.
So the Germans have perfected
This Radeberger Gluppe. So if you ever see that, run across that.
We better go before the Germans
get there. Germans. A Lupin River. Had that. Lupin a stone River. IPA. I had a $17 IPA.
Oh, good Lord. That better be a good beer.
That was at Shoreline Amphitheater. Oh. It was a giant plastic cup of stone IPA.
That's the event center going rate for a tall
for
boy?
For a big beer, a big craft beer.
Whoa.
You're going to pay $17.
What the
and I did.
Freak.
I only got one. That was my beer for the night.
Yeah, for the week.
Hella Hoppy from Altamont, or Beer Works. I got that one also at the Eureka Burger. Hella. That was actually
that's
really
hella,
good.
Hella, bro. See,
that's
I told you.
That's their double.
Hella's up north, the Tell bros are down south. Yep. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that little guy.
The Mo Better Pale from Eight Bridges Brewing. That's another Bay Area brewer. It was all right. It was a bitter, more of a bitter. It was a really a bitter than a pale. And it was like the Eureka Burger had it as a pale. Then I look it up on Untappd and it's a bitter, which it did. It was a bitter. It wasn't a pale.
The real beer.
You're still
guy.
At Eureka?
So it screwed me up. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. We're hopping around there. I had the Drake's
hopping around.
Apocalypse Red Label.
You did.
Got that from Fig Tree. That's pretty good. I don't know if it's my favorite of all of the Apocalypse series, but
the SD Beer Talk boys were talking it up.
Yeah, it's good. It's not bad. I've had a Ponto. Had the
right Ponto SD Beer Talk. No, I feel like
Peace
a jerk.
Port. And that's been nice. An Orderville from the Modern Times.
Order that. Man, ever since you guys said that was not going to be around very long, I've been drinking it.
You've been going crazy.
Mm.
So Pliny good. The Elder.
What?
From Russian River Beer Brewing Company.
Sons of bitches.
Pliny King Bells brought that on Dorktown. He had one of those left, and he also had a Blind Pig left.
Oh, damn.
And a Blind Pig from Russian River.
Mm.
Yay. Yay for me.
I had a
Stone
podcast.
Delicious IPA, and that was almost a situational beer, basically, because we were at the Eureka Burger here in Fresno, and they're out of all the ones that I wanted, ooh, as usual.
As usual.
And I whittled it down to a delicious IPA. And I also had an Easy Way IPA from Nikasi. I got that from the Jane's Beer Store in Mountain View. And that was nice enough. It was all right. And Fortune Islands from Modern Times. You know. All right. Modern Times. All right.
Had it.
Bearded Brewer, Matt. Bearded Brewer 87.
He's pushing this top pour towards me.
It is gone to you, and now there is a little mini growler going around
the
table.
It's a baby.
We'll be open to you shortly.
So this past week, I think it's been a little light. I don't know if I've done too much.
Good Lord, it's a lot of time.
I had the Citra from Mad Duck. I was there on Sunday.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It was drinkable.
That one's weird. It's like
paired well with my barbecue burger and tater tots.
Sometimes it's really good, and sometimes it's like, eh.
Mm-hmm. I had a Mama's Little Yellow Pills, and surprisingly, it was really good, even though it was from September.
Oh, another Pills. There you go. Portland Timbros, another Pills for you to check out.
But like a Pills. So apparently, Man's Liquor got a hold of some old Oscar Blues, and so they were selling.
Everybody's got that old lot. There's like an epidemic in Fresno.
But it was
it's a blues song. I got the old Oscar Blues.
It was $4 for a 6-pack, and so Justin Bernard Jacobs,
yes,
roommate, had bought one of those. So I stole one of those cans from him.
Apartment brewing, apartment porch brewing.
I was at a pool party on Monday, and a Hop Nosh Tangerine came out, and that was very good.
Uinta.
Had some Firefall Red.
Had it.
And we were over at the family's house for Memorial Day, and so the stepdads opened up a huge Arker, and it was a pretty good sipping beer.
It's a beer, by the way.
Huge Arker.
Bio beer.
No, that's Anderson
Valley. Anderson Valley, sir. Okay,
sorry.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, there's no pop to that.
I love gold.
My turn.
So wait, who New filled up beer. Your growler?
My turn for the top pour.
Got one of those. What are the ounces? What's that growler ounce?
32.
This 32 is the 32, ounce. And I'm making a mess.
What beer do we have here?
This growler goes to 11.
This was filled by...
From right to left of your
Rene.
Podcast style.
She goes by Renee.
Oh, guest.
Lady Beer Love.
Lady Beer Love.
Lady Beer Love. We need to have Lady Beer Love back.
She would like to be back.
Good.
I bought this for the name alone, but the beer did not disappoint. House of Pendragon's Sir Danks-a-Lot.
Taint District House of Pendragon.
Taint District.
Also
need a Taint District song.
Flovis or Clovis. California.
Oh, God man. Damn, is that tasty.
The aroma is what I like to have in the aroma.
Stop taking all the aroma.
I'm taking it.
Stop it. No. Don't do it. Don't you dare.
God,
you son of a bitch.
Oh, I just got a little of my nose.
He got rammy with the aroma.
There's actually beer in my nose. I wonder if I'll get a buzz through that. Oh, man.
Nose buzz. Do you like my nose buzz? Yes.
Man.
Tommy has been playing in the shop.
Good job, Tommy. 7%. Sir Danks-a-Lot from House of Pendragon. That's good stuff. What's that?
Whoa.
What's going on?
Whoa.
I don't know. I just discovered that.
Sounds like a
cool
flat violin.
I'm going to play you guys a new Paul from Fairfax song.
That's what a nose buzz sounds like.
Bearded Brewer, what have you been conjuring? Oh.
That I just told you guys.
Damn it. Nick, what have you been conjuring?
So,
the Nick 80 on Untapped.
This weekend was the weekend of visiting breweries. And I loved every minute of it.
Well, you You bastard.
Yes. Both of you guys suck.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I also was at Tagaskoya.
Oh, yeah.
Had some Tagaskoya beer. The beer garden at Tagaskoya. I went there, too.
So while you were at Tioga, I just happened to be at House of Pendragon at the exact same time, according to our Instagram.
Yeah, we.
If there was ever a time for us to not post at the same time, yeah, that was one of them.
Follow our Instagram. All three of us have access to it, so you just don't know who the hell it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, Nick and I posted the exact same time. I was at Tagaskoya with producer Becky and the little one, and Nick was at House of Pendragon across town.
Of course, as soon as I see two pictures posted at the same time, I immediately start watching the heart count.
Yeah.
To see who's going to win this challenge.
Wait, who won?
Oh, we got to.
I don't know. Like I thought that too, but I didn't.
Oh no!
I totally thought of it, guys. But
if I lost, then
for those
I didn't
who
care.
Don't know, go ahead and tell them.
So if you lost, you don't care.
I'm waiting to see the tally.
Be prepared not to care.
If I don't care or not. What?
88-84.
Damn it!
Pendragon wins. Nerd.
I should have took more time with my Instagram.
Oh yeah, pick. See, I was all by myself.
Yeah, you had a nice.
Pick. I had plenty of time.
That should have got more than 80. That should have.
All right. Yes, I was by myself at a bar. Loser.
So wait, you went to Pendragon twice within a week's time?
Mm-mm. No, this is an old growler. This is from Sunday.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, throw this away.
Boo.
I thought we were recording Tuesday, so that's why I sent out, hey, guys, when are we recording? And it was not.
And then
the
you
day.
Still asked us today if we wanted the growler?
Well, because I was going to slam
Friday,
it.
It's Friday, Nick.
I mean, Friday. This growler made it a whole week. I knew I had to drink it soon if you guys didn't want it, is what I was getting at.
Mm. No, I'm fine drinking it.
It's still damn good.
I'm totally fine drinking this right now.
I want to taste this like top pour.
Top.
I want to take this top pour, man.
It's a nice little Pendragon growler, though.
So I went through all of the new IPAs at Pendragon. The single hop.
Give me all your new IPAs.
Had it.
Oh, you somehow got all the new. When I go there, there's nothing IPA.
There's no IPA. Yeah.
So,
and so when I go there, it's all IPAs.
It's just too many IPAs. You're like,
so
where's this out?
Basically, even if they don't have a new brew Thursday, I'm understanding that beers go on tap Thursdays. So that kind of
thing
happens.
That's
what you have to figure out, Mikey, is how you get there on a Thursday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday are slim pickings.
That's tough.
Monday,
go.
Tuesday,
Friday,
Wednesday
maybe,
are slim pickings.
Sunday.
Thursday's sort of
yeah,
impossible.
Sunday was kind of.
Well, now that summer's coming up, don't have homework to do.
Homework.
Well, when you have a 7-year-old, you're doing homework.
Oh, I see.
They don't do it on their by themselves.
I don't know how to do this shit.
No, you have to like sit there with, you know, like Gestapo. No, keep going. Go.
Two Math. Plus two.
Keep going. Yes.
Two plus two. So they had
Sucks.
the Sir Danksalot, of course, which we're drinking right now. Mm-hmm. The Wyvern, which is his double IPA, and the Luponic Plague.
Not distortion.
Luponic Plague, which is an experimental beer.
What was the best, you think?
The one I brought tonight was obviously my favorite.
Because you got growlers.
Sir Danksalot.
That's growler worthy.
I tasted it, and I said, these guys
have to
have
it. Oh, my gosh. This is growler worthy.
It's growler worthy. I even bought a fresh growler to take it home.
Dang, dude.
Fresh Pendragon
Did
growler.
Did you like pull out your, you're just like, come on. It's for the show. Maybe we can
I do
deal.
Not wave my podcast wang around.
When will we get respect?
I probably could have, but.
Yeah, come on, man. Just put your foot down.
Yeah.
Do you even know who I am?
Do you know who I am? Clint Olivier.
Yeah, it's me, Clint Olivier.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought you looked different. No. It's me, Fresno City Councilman Clint Olivier. All right. Here's your Fresno City Councilman discount. Thank you.
Oh, man. But before Pendragon.
But before.
He said but.
He said before. on Friday, I visited my neighborhood brewery, Pine and Palm.
Oh, yeah. You could smell it.
I could smell it.
Hey, you can smell it from your backyard. Yep.
Is it Craig?
Roger.
Roger, yeah. Roger? That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Head brewer and owner?
I meant
yes.
Is he the owner? He's the owner? Is there isn't like an investor and he's the brewer?
I've never asked him that question.
Oh, okay.
But
I gotta go, man.
Yeah.
I keep seeing it on Instagram. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's so neighborhood, I rode my bike to it.
Nicely done.
I'm just going to ride my... Oh, it's pulling me a direction. Oh, hello.
Honey, I'm riding my bike here and I can't stop it.
So I showed up there, and then by chance, Garage Door Brewing shows up shortly thereafter.
Whoa, by chance, so I was
drinking with Steven.
Drinking with Steven, new podcast from the Dorktown Network.
Nice, I like that one. Can I be on that one?
Yeah, it's up to Steven.
Oh, damn it. No, it's never going to happen.
I'm just executive producer.
I collect all the money, yep. Is this? He's got some new beers on right now. He's got an ESB, which was...
Steven made an ESB, all right.
No, not Steven.
Oh, Pine okay. and Palm. Sorry, Pine and Palm.
Pine
Sorry.
And Palm.
I transposed.
Steven made a hibiscus IPA. Hibiscus.
That's Scotty B's influence right there.
That
Scotty
is.
B likes that hibiscus stuff.
Uh-huh. That's a good beer, too, though. But anyways, back to Pine and Palm Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That's not impressed.
Do you think Pine and Palm is upset because Pine and Palm's logo is now what's on the 99's can? Is there some controversy there?
Nope.
Nope. Damn it.
Well, not with Tioga
anyway. Well,
that's
boring. Oh, it's a controversy, man. Friction, bro.
Friction.
It sells, man.
I think he's cool. Like, he's like, whatever, you know, he knows it's local.
Yeah.
I think he's okay with it at the moment.
Yeah.
I asked him about it. He didn't say much. Anyways.
Everyone's keeping it.
Keeping
it cool.
Been caught
drinking. Sorry, bro. Oh
my gosh, guys. No, the ESB was really good. There's a summer seasonal orange peel.
Thank you.
That was for Matt. Matt.
Okay, good. The Dead Mexican Brown Ale.
Dead Mexican Brown Ale. Wow, that doesn't sound good, dude.
I don't know
if I like that.
It was good.
I don't think I like that.
And the highlight. I don't know.
I think
somebody added the dead part. I think it's just Mexican brown ale.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's going on there? I guess I'll just move along.
And then he's got the Pacific Porter, which I've talked about before. But as you IPA guys do with your mandling, he takes the porter and French presses it.
Yeah. Hop it up.
Fresh coffee grounds.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Whatever beer, whatever style you're doing, hop it.
Randall it.
And press it.
Well, he did the stout version of Randalling, which is French pressing it with some straight up coffee grounds.
French press.
And it was delicious.
Pine and Palm, bro.
Mm-hmm. They had a taco truck, too. I didn't get to eat the tacos.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
Tacos.
That is a tragedy. You're in the taco capital of the world, man.
Need to eat.
Gotta eat them tacos.
Street tacos is where it's at.
It is.
Have you guys seen the little street taco stand that hangs out by the Sinclair Dinosaur gas station?
Here?
Yeah.
On Palm and Bullard?
Bullard?
No.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, okay. No, it's like a table.
Yeah, it's like an easy up table. Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it. I wanted to know if anybody
I bet
had.
It's all right.
Yeah.
All I know, I was at my daughter's elementary school. They had a dance, like a country dance, and they had a taco stand.
Oh,
and shit. it was just a family, just the wife and the husband and the kid making tacos. I had five tacos.
Oh, jeez.
I was pounding them. They were fucking good. I'm like, I'm glad I live in Fresno, man. Thank you.
Tacos.
They ain't giving a taco stand at some elementary school function in freaking Salina, Kansas, all right? You know what I'm saying? Fresno, we get tacos, bro.
We get tacos. Chew your beer. Come down. Have some tacos.
Yeah.
Choco tacos.
We are the taco capital, Chew.
Tacos. Have some
tacos. Choco tacos.
No, that's the ice cream off the ice cream truck.
Yep.
Choco tacos.
All right. Well, any more Big Cod over there?
That's about it.
All right.
Epic brewery visiting weekend for me.
Nicely done.
What was his name again? Scott?
Now you're just doing that on purpose.
Jeremy?
Andy?
Andy?
Sammy Hagar?
Colton? Oh, no. How is Colton's social house doing? Has anybody been there yet?
Yeah, they just opened, huh?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in Clovis, dude. They're in Clovis. I don't know what happens over there.
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Dodger.
Looking out over for. Under. Beers to look out for.
What's your Roger, Roger?
I'm repurposing an old looking out for Ozark Beer Company from Fayetteville area. One of my old towns that I lived in as a kid. I was just seeing them on social media this week. And any cans from Ozark Beer Company, because I saw the double.
From where?
And it was this Ozark.
Ozark's Arcade?
The Ozark Mountains.
Okay.
Of northwest Arkansas. And it would be southwest Missouri. There's this double they have, and it's a pretty, pretty can, pretty green can. And just looked nice, so. I like to see, and it says it's an homage to a big West Coast IPA. So,
nice.
Like to taste what Arkansas's version of a West Coast IPA would be. So, looking out for something from Ozark Beer Company. Stone's, we were talking about last week, I think. Stone's IPAs are going into cans.
Oh, yeah.
Also, their go-to IPA is going to be in cans.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to be getting that this summer.
Park worthy for all your Yosemite hiking pleasure.
Also a Stone, we mentioned that earlier, is opening up a Napa.
Yeah, totally had that right. 100%.
10-barrel pilot brew system they're going to have there in the Napa location, as well as all the regular Stone stuff. And that's going to open up in 2017. You're going to get growler fills from there.
So look out for everything wine barrel aged.
So yeah, so like when you're stuck on a wine trip with, the missus or whoever, now you can check out the Stones. I think someone else is opening up something in Napa too. I want to say Firestone, or were you mentioning that earlier?
Stone. A
couple hours ago.
Firestone, no, that's the one I confused Stone. With.
All right. No, but there was something. There was legitimately somebody else doing something in Napa, so.
Stone. Sam Adams?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
How was that Tioga again?
Get some California Rebel.
California and the Rebel. Podcast has hit a new low.
Cali
anything
Rebel.
You guys are looking out for?
Cali Rebel, bro. Mine comes via Hooscraft.
Hooscraft.
As it's properly pronounced. Hooscraft. Is a knee-deep beer called Señor Smiley.
Señor Smiley.
Señor Smiley. Kelly says it's pretty rad.
Is
so.
That a butthole reference?
That better not be. Did I just get catfished? Is she catfishing me on this
Kelly
beer?
Wouldn't catfish you.
Damn it. I'm gullible. Even gullah calf.
You have a thing for calves?
Maybe.
Looking out for still, all right. Or no, yeah.
Looking out for.
I have one.
Yeah, all right.
Modern Times. I know we've...
It's right here. Oh, no, it's not actually on the table.
I know we were tweeting with them.
We were tweeting about
their
Times.
Oneida.
Oh, nice.
But the one I'm looking out for...
The Oneiders.
Is...
Hey, you got A&M Oneiders? That's what I said when I go to Eureka Burger. Freak the waitress the fuck out.
Well, yeah, we got that. And then they get you like a fat tire. Yep. And you're like, all right, well, I'll drink
exactly
this.
Exactly what I ordered.
But the Universal Friend is coming back out from Modern Time.
No?
No.
Oh.
22 ounce.
Cans. Okay. Oh.
Cans.
Universal Friend from Modern Times. 22 ounce bottle, but it is their Juicy Grape Saison. And... Ooh.
Saison.
A grape. It's kind of like raisins.
Oh,
but
wait.
But it's not.
But before they become raisins.
But it's not. It's not like Dimetap. It's not like raisins. It's right in the middle.
It's like them, but it's not at all.
It's a grape saison. Which, okay.
Name I thought he was trying to troll you and you're going to say it's like craisins.
No.
I'm like, that. Even,
name another brewery that does a grape beer.
A grape
None.
Beer?
None.
Grape beer.
Oh, are you saying grape, say grape beer? Grape or grape? Like,
no. Yes.
Are you saying ring bear?
Grape? Ring bear or ring bear?
Another grape?
Boston Beer Company.
I mean, there's okay. Somebody could probably point it out in a voicemail, but I don't
dogfish
know.
Dogfish Head.
I don't know of too many. Oh, they no. That's
sounds Dogfish Head.
They do Dogfish. They do the 61 minute, and it's
63 minutes. Way better than 61 minutes. Just
so they do a 61 minute.
Really,
it's great.
Really, no 69 joke in
Musk.
There.
It's great Musk and something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
See, so good that's call
where
on
I pulled
that.
It from.
Yeah,
my but mind still, thinks.
Universal friend.
I try to think, but nothing happens.
I almost brought that one to the show. I hung on to it for a while, and I didn't bring it to the show. I actually opened it
that's
somewhere
probably a
good
else, call.
And it was good.
No, it so wasn't.
Good. So good. I'm literally going to buy a case of that beer.
Yeah, right.
Grape I kid you not.
Beer. Grape Ape.
Well.
That's what I'm looking out for.
Cheers.
As we go off the rails.
On the crazy
cheers,
train.
Cheers, 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 cheers,
oh, shit,
cheers.
We still have to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new golden guy. Cheers to Jose, aka Lumber Jose. Is a new golden guy. Everybody welcome him to the fold. He is a new patron of the show. Cheers to Lumber Jose. Woo, woo, woo. Dang, dude.
You win the showcase showdown.
If you'd like to donate to the Perfect Pour, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look at the show notes. There's a link, perfectpourpod.com. You can donate to the show every month. And then for that donation, $5 or more, you can listen to the tailgate. Which is sometimes entertaining and sometimes it's just shit. How's that? Sold.
Today's was good.
I think so. Sometimes. Sometimes they're cool.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm
I don't
fence.
Know if it's worth it. I think Lumber Jose has made a terrible mistake.
No, he's pretty awesome.
You chose poorly.
No. Big cheers, Lumber. Big cheers. Cheers to on Twitter to AR Priceless at AR Prices at I Am Beer Snob and Guardian aka Yo Jimbo underscore 2000. Yo. Cheers to Kern River Brewing for 10 years. It's their 10th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers to local.
We'll allow it.
Kern River Brewing, they're having a big old to do for their 10-year, like basically all the things that they have on tap.
You see the
their tap room looks pretty cool.
The stout they're doing, I think they're calling it Class 10 Stout.
Yeah,
it's a take on their Class 5 Stout.
Ooh, that'd be
special
good.
Limited release.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys got to cheers?
Nobody. We don't
nobody. You
I
want to.
Can I do business? Local business.
Sure,
cheers.
Sure.
I want to cheers Lana Coffee because they're invading all the breweries in Fresno.
Good with job,
their
Lana.
Cold brew coffee.
Oh, they're trying to kick out Cafe Corazon.
I guess so.
Ooh.
Cafe Corazon is kind of down at the moment.
They're chilling right
wow,
now.
They're chilling. They're just chilling.
So
they're on siesta.
I mean, Lana and Cafe, they're good friends. I don't confuse them for that, but Cafe Corazon, they cleared out their Wishon location.
I didn't even know that. Sure.
And they're still working on the Fulton location.
Mm-hmm.
And Lana is down the street from Tioga. But, I mean, yeah. They're all good friends. But, yeah.
Coffee world's like the beer world.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, cheers to them because they seem to be doing great things for the craft breweries.
Yeah.
And cheers to Rezana Teas.
Yes.
They've been liking our
they
stuff
always,
lately.
Yeah, on the Tuolumne's. Active on our social media.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Cheers,
hopefully somebody's listening.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, I still don't know if they actually listen or they're just
throwing out
like, on Instagram. They like what we
great.
Do on Instagram.
They're making it rain.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I still don't know. They're just like, yay.
Yeah.
Yay, I like your Instagram.
Yay. You're okay, local? We like
it. Do you know that?
Do you know?
Well, you know, it's the podcast.
Do you actually know what you're doing?
Instagram nope. is just something for the podcast, but all right. So I want, so that's a call to Rosanna T. Like, give me a little something that you know you listen.
Yeah.
We have a lot of inside shit on here.
They,
so
you can find their tea at Whole Foods, and they, yes, they package the black lemon drop, as they call it. And it is a really good black tea. It's basically black tea with lemon nice. Peel and a couple other things, but it is a very ooh, good tea.
Bruce or Becky would like that.
I'm a fan of their sleepy tea.
Well, I mean, do you want to sleep?
I do. Know? Yes, please.
If you like that sort of thing. I choose beer to put
it's
me asleep.
Probably a, it's probably a chamomile.
We have one more beer to
Is it this lovely any more can? Cheers?
I picked that beer out of the fridge because I figured the brother would not like it because of the label.
Probably.
What? But you don't like bunnies?
I love bunnies.
It's pink and it's a bunny. He's probably thinking Playboy. He's probably didn't read the beer style.
No.
Oh, you think as a Playboy.
I'm thinking
I got this at Jane's Beer Store in Mountain View, and it was the only one left. It was one can just sitting there left.
So, and did you feel like you adopted a rescue animal?
Yeah.
What's your,
it was like a rescue animal. What, read what this is.
It's on the side.
It's on the, it's in there.
Oh, okay. It's on the side. It's a still water, right?
Yeah, still water. But it was overseen by Arizona Wilderness Beer Company, which is like the cool indie beer company in Arizona in the Phoenix area.
Rise of the Phoenix.
Oh, here we go.
See?
Here we go.
Yeah.
This is working.
See the label?
That's a hell of a deal for an Imperial Chocolate Milk Stout.
See?
Yeah.
$2.99.
Yeah.
$2.99.
One can, $2.99.
But I saw that can, I was like, this looks interesting, but it's pink. And I look at that Imperial Chocolate Milk Stout, and I was like,
Pink elephants.
Let's bring this out. You having trouble?
It's hard.
Come on, Nick.
That's what you get for not having nails.
Yes.
I love gold.
Did you get that?
I'm out of glasses. Beer of the night.
Beer assistant.
Where's our top door assistant?
Glass. Right there.
There's some. There's a couple over there.
But they're all the way over there. My turn.
There's a dump glass right there.
My turn for the top pour.
Yeah, there you go. Nick it's got top pour.
For the top pour.
My turn.
My turn.
My
beer going turn. From right to left of your podcast dial.
Oh, thank goodness. I was just going to say we didn't hear this one yet. Free ouch.
My turn for the top pour, yeah. My turn for the top pour. My turn for the top pour.
Love that bass.
My turn for the top pour.
If
still water is nothing, Big Bunny is everything.
If we had a bunch of time, we should make a Patreon section for all the Paul from Fairfax songs.
So I was going to do that,
so everybody could listen
everybody
to
it. Everybody on Patreon could just access it. That is in the plan.
Way to ruin it, bro.
Whoa. No, yeah,
no, just maybe that.
If you'd like to be a patron, eventually you'll be able to access all the Paul songs whenever you feel like it.
To be honest, I know we're swatting like moths in this room.
Not just moths, Mothra.
I'm happy that they're moths and not June bugs. Because we know it's June.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're late.
Yeah, they're coming late this year.
But yeah, they June bugs have those little sticky feet and they grab on.
Let's get
no,
your.
We're not done talking about bug hour over here.
As we're drinking this. This still water.
This top pour.
This is actually a very good beer.
Do you have a pick of this week? You have a beer that, what was your favorite on this show? Or maybe of the week if you can't figure out one from the show.
Dark would be the still water. Hoppy would be the House of Pendragon.
Whoa.
Oh, I agree with that. House of Pendragon, Hoppy. I think alternate. I like that Rye Pills from Base Camp was pretty fucking interesting.
That was pretty good.
The Midnight Lightning was damn good as always.
Solid.
But, you know, come solid. On. This Stillwater is pretty good, too, though.
I think my pick is these Jelly Bellies Draft right here.
There's right. a can of Jelly Bellies that looks like a beer can that he's referencing.
No, the Rye Pills, I think, was my reco for the show.
Are you only talking about beers you had the top pour of?
Of course.
only top pour beers.
Because it was his turn for the top
pour. And I guess if we're segregating categories, the dark beer of the episode was the Barrel Age Midnight Lightning.
All right. Well, great. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Perfect Pour. All the help you can give us to keep promoting the show and keep us going is highly appreciated. This is your show, so we're only here because you're listening. So thank you. Big cheers to you at Perfect Pour Pod and all the social media, perfectpourpod.com. I'm TrenchRun22 on Snapchat.
BearToBrew87.
Are you now?
Yeah. The Nick's there, but he's lurking.
I can't remember how it goes. I think it's r_Ingo.
Nobody's going to remember.
No. I had to jack it up and put an underscore.
And if you're in Fresno, check out The Fresnan. That's all. Yeah.
There you go.
You've been getting some retweets and reposts, even from the people that work for the Bees.
Yeah, well, yeah, Josh. Josh is. Yeah, yeah. And other people,
Bethany,
too.
Yeah.
Bethany and other people. So, yeah, that's been working out well. Yeah. So, thanks, everybody. We appreciate it. And have a great week. Drinking your craft beer. Be safe out there.
End
the show?
No, weekend.
Oh, the weekend.
The week's over. This is Friday. Have a good weekend.
The whole week is about to begin.
Yeah.
Your whole week.
Some people listen on Monday.
You know what?
You know what?
Sunburn.
I about had enough of this.
How about some sunburn?
How about some sunburn?
My temple tapo.
Oh, the sexy Paul song? Yeah.
The sexy. It's sexy made of sex.
Paul song. There we go.
Like you either.
Sexy Paul song. On the perfect pour.
Was a long line waiting for to get some money to eat. And the sign for the bar of the road, it means nothing to me.
He's using electric and
electric
and analog drums.
Just that organ.
See, that's real drums.
That bass, though.
I like the keyboard.
Is this the new Black Keys song?
Should be. See, I think he referenced his old band like wasn't a thing, like, because we're like, wait, like, where's Paul? Could have been in a band, but he, I think he referenced it in there. Let's listen to it again.
One more time, coming to you from Paul from Fairfax. It's collabs.
Was a long line waiting for to get some money to eat. And the sign for the bar up the road, it means nothing to me.
Sign for the bar up the road means nothing to me.
I don't fall from brewery to brewery too easily. But collabs are too bad for brewers and new dads that only want to shine for a day. After all this commotion, the beer didn't blow me away.
have Troy Riffin in his band. Band I was originally in didn't have any play.
Modern times in society.
I think the keyboard's the best.
Doesn't have any time for any collabs unless it's modern times in society.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Think about it, though. Modern society.
Think about
That's a fucking good name right there.
Modern society. Ooh, that is a good name.